Good morning. All right, make sure I'm in the right spot on my notes. Okay, so, Ten Commandments, we're now into the second table of the law, Exodus 20:12. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long in the land that the Lord is giving you. This has a really interesting condition here, and that the Lord your days may be long in the land that your Lord your God is giving you. So with Noah, we find out exactly the perfect example of what happens after the Israelites go into the promised land. They have to fight for it, and they have to fight against a very specific people. And this goes back to Noah and his three sons, and actually his grandson, Canaan. So Genesis 9, it says here, the sons of Noah who went forth from the ark were Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Ham is the father of Canaan. These three were the sons of Noah, and from these people the whole earth were dispersed. Noah began to be a man of the soil, and he planted a vineyard. He drank of the wine and became drunk, and lay covered in his tent, uncovered in his tent. And Ham, the father of Canaan, saw the nakedness of his father, and told his two brothers outside. Then Shem and Japheth took a garment and laid it both on their shoulders, walked backwards, and covered the nakedness of their father. Their faces were turned backwards, so they did not see their father's nakedness. So Noah's inside his own tent, right? Most of us would probably just be like, oop, close the door, right? These guys actually went in backwards and covered him up. And so he gets up, so he wakes up from this, and he finds out what Ham had done. And then we find out why there's this context of Canaan here. He says, cursed be Canaan, a servant of servants shall he be to his brothers. He also said, blessed be the Lord, the God of Shem, and let Canaan be his servant. May God enlarge Japheth and let him dwell in the tents of Shem, and let Canaan be his servant. Ham was probably still having a laugh at his father's expense when the wine wore off. You know, we're not really given that context, but I'm sure Noah was not happy when he woke up. So Proverbs 20 here says, if one curses his father or his mother, his lamp will be put out in utter darkness. And there are a couple other examples here of dishonoring parents where things happen. Where, before that, the context of Canaan is when they go into the land, they take Jericho first. Jericho is Canaanite territory. So there's the fulfilling of that curse there. You know, and then we have King David. King David, he had a man killed in combat in order to take his wife and failed to discipline his kids. Sibling rivalry and a lack of respect for their father tore nation to pieces. You know, so honoring our parents is a principle. And we are to grant grace and to cover their sin with love and not expose their shame. Much as we have been forgiven by grace through faith, need to learn to extend undeserved levels of forgiveness. In this way, we honor God and the grace he gives us. And let's not forget that Jesus also was tempted in all ways, even to curse his own heavenly Father. He asked on the cross, why have you forsaken me? But this is not a curse or Jesus being angry or sinful. This is a quote from Psalm 22, written by David. And it's widely accepted as a prophetic work that was fulfilled in Christ's persecution and execution in Roman custody. I'll read you an excerpt of that. Psalm 22 through verse 11. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me from the words of my groaning? Oh my God, I cry by day, but you do not answer, and by night I find no rest. Yet you are holy, enthroned on the praises of Israel. In you our fathers trusted. They trusted, and you delivered them. To you they cried and were rescued. In you they trusted and were not put to shame. But I am a worm and not a man, scorned by mankind, despised by the people. All who see me mock me. They make mouths at me and wag their heads. He trusts in the Lord. Let him deliver him. Let him rescue him, for he delights in him. Yet you are he who took me from the womb. You made me trust you at my mother's breast. On you I was cast from my birth, and from my mother's womb you have been my God. Be not far from me, for trouble is near. There is none to help. It's difficult to honor dishonorable parents, especially when they subject us to things we don't deserve. But let's not forget that Jesus didn't deserve to be subjected to the things he went through, but he did it willingly for us.